This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is on the way. This is the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen, host of the Monday through Friday Good Day program. I heard a lot of these same stations, and you'll hear Dr. Ken Kronhaus with his expertise in developing medical stories. There are other medical folks that are on during the week on the Good Day program, but I like Dr. Ken's approach to helping people. That's why he's here, been here for a long time. Got to keep things moving, keep things working, keep the understanding going forward. 888-553-7536. Here's Rob up in Alaska with a problem, frankly, that I have. So I'm going to be very interested acutely in what Ken says to you, Rob. Welcome to the Good Day Weekend program.
Hi, nice talking to you guys.
What's up with you?
Well, first off, I've been doing Heart Factors Plus. I've had high blood pressure for a long time, and I just went to the doctor the other day, and it was 60 over 120. So I think
or 120 over 60, perhaps. Maybe that would be.
He's doing well, yeah, Rob. Congratulations.
Good for you. That's nice.
And then I'm also doing the PT9, and I wanted to ask, my PT, or PS numbers are going down, PSA numbers are going down, and I've never really had anybody on your show ever say that that would bring those numbers down. The sales agent that I bought the stuff from kind of suggested that it would go down. But a healthy prostate probably is what it looks like I'm getting from this PT9. And I just wanted to confirm that for sure, if that would actually bring the numbers down. But my question is I got restless feet syndrome. Make it shorter for you.
Sure. So what can we do about that is the question, right, Rob?
Both of them. I wanted to know if that numbers would come down on the PT9 with the PT9 and for sure.
They can. The PT9 is good for what we call BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy, and it is possible that you can see the numbers come down. PSA goes up in several areas. If you have an infection, inflammation of the prostate, if you have benign prostatic hypertrophy, or if you have cancer. So depending on what the reason is for your prostate PSA number being elevated, how high did it get, may I ask?
Well, when I found it was 3.9, and then I went to a urologist and I did some antibiotics, 10 days worth, and it went down to 3.6. And then
that was for prostatitis.
Yeah, and then for 2 months there, I was supposed to go back to him. I went to another doctor because I just had to for another reason, and I had him do a PSA there. And since I've been doing this PT9 for 60 days, it's now 3.0.
Well, that is, did the urologist diagnose BPH, benign prostatic hypertrophy?
He didn't diagnose nothing. He just said that I have a high number, and he gave me, first thing he did was gave me 10 days worth of antibiotics.
Well, I would follow up because, you know, you don't want to miss a cancer, which I don't want to alarm you, but he probably wanted to see you back to make sure that his treatment was effective and got rid of the problem. And if he didn't biopsy you, did he?
No, but he told
didn't
me
biopsy
the next
you.
Step. Yeah. He just told me the next step would be to pull it out if it didn't go, pull the prostate out.
Well,
if it didn't
I
go.
Would want him to examine you because I can't answer the question. PSA is not a specific lab number to a specific issue. It can represent one of a number of things. And the thing you don't want to miss is a cancer. And there's no way over the phone I can diagnose that for you.
So let's do the restless feet syndrome.
Yes.
Because you can do that over the phone.
Simply just follow up with a urologist just to examine where your prostate is right now, Rob, because I, you know, I can't afford to lose you. So let's talk a little bit about restless leg syndrome, because there are some alternative and prescription treatments for this. And I get the impression that from what you're doing for your other issues, you'd like to see if there's an alternative approach. Sometimes restless leg syndrome can be due to a deficiency in iron or folic acid or vitamin B or magnesium. And a good doctor will check for these levels to make sure that these are not deficient. If they are, then replacing these will help. So iron, folic acid, vitamin B, magnesium. But I wouldn't just shotgun it and take these in big amounts, hoping that you'd could do some good, because if you don't need these items, you can do some harm. So it's just an item that needs to be checked. Aside from the alternative approach, there are some prescription drugs that will help, and there's a whole different load of families of different medicines, medications for Parkinson's disease, like Requip and Mirapex have been used, medications for epilepsy have been used for restless leg syndrome, such as Neurontin, Horizon. Opioids are sometimes used when it's a really severe case, muscle relaxants, sleep medications. You know, it sounds like one from column A, one from column B, and I think that that is the best, the state of the art that we are at currently for treating this. Getting to the causes, heredity is a factor, pregnancy, related conditions like peripheral neuropathy. We talked about iron deficiency, kidney failure. All of these can relate and be causes of restless leg syndrome.
All right. You got some work to do, Rob, so get at it. Dr. Ken gives you some ideas. Let's see how you put them to work. And once you get a result that works for you, why don't you call us back and tell us what, whether it was the homeopathic way or whether you had to become more serious and get some drugs.
There are some home remedies for this. And, you know, you can take some, if the symptoms are mild, the over-the-counter pain relievers like Advil and Motrin sometimes work. But try some baths and massages. That sometimes work. Applying warm or cool packs, relaxation techniques such as meditation or yoga, and just good sleep hygiene is very good. Once the doctor tells you it's okay, getting into an exercise program on a regular basis can be effective. You want to avoid caffeine, and you definitely want to get off of tobacco and limit the alcohol.
May I suggest something else to you, Rob? This sounds somewhat commercial, but it's not necessarily meant to be. I found through a friend of mine who happens to be in the advertising business a product called Therma 4. And I meant to send some of this to you, the information, Ken, to you. This is a way to deal with strains and sprains and things that are swollen that could cause what you're talking about. Therma 4 is the product. It's a roller, or actually a roller device. It's hot and cold alike, and a lot of people are using it for the sorts of things that we're talking about here instead of the messy ice packs and that sort of stuff. So if you want to go online to Therma, T-H-E-R-M-A, the number 4.com, Therma4.com, I think you may find something that will help you out there as well. We're here to help. Again, after you've figured out what it is and you get better, tell us what made you better, and we'll pass that information along to other people because that's what helps as well. Rob, thanks, and best of luck to you, sir. 888-553-7536. I'm going to tell you a story. I just want to also underscore, by the way, Ken, the things he was saying about heart factors plus the fact that it's a nitric oxide and L-arginine product that opens up. It sounds to me like the way he described it, that was sort of the perfect result of using that product. So those of you who hear us talking about it, every once in a while somebody calls and says, yep, this is it, or I'll get a call or get an email, or Ken will, from somebody who says, I've been taking this for X amount of time and I'm pleased with the product and I recommend it. And so you put all these pieces together and you figure, all right, this is worth trying. So if you think that's the case with you, Heart Factors Plus, easy to get at 800-621-6313. That's 800-621-6313. And as you try it risk-free, you'll enjoy also the fact that they're sending you a three-month supply, not only of Heart Factors Plus, but of this CoQ10 fish oil supplement. 800-621-6313. So you get two products for the price of one. 800-621-6313. And before I tell you the story, I sort of want you to go into that study that fish eaters and gray matter. I know you were talking about this once a week. Is that what you said before?
Exactly. American Journal of Preventive Medicine, eating baked or broiled fish at least once a week may preserve parts of the brain that are hit hard by aging.
All right. Before we take the next call, I'm going to tell a story, and it may or may not relate to this next caller who has lung cancer. I have a very, very good friend who, as most of you know, I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and I have relationships with a couple of tractor dealers that are longstanding because I've been around these animals all my life, and I've had relationships with people who help me keep my equipment going. There's a fellow who runs a family tractor dealership and repair shop out in the western part of the state who's my age, Ken, and he, earlier this year in the spring, started having pain in his back, and then he couldn't lift stuff, and he didn't have any energy, and he went through test after test after test after test. And I've asked him, because I talk to him two or three times a week, what's been going on. I think I may be the only one in the world that keeps asking him. And I give him little things, but as he kept describing it, I got more worried about him. I didn't say to him, but when he talked about protein numbers that the doctors were concerned about in his blood, I thought, ugh, this guy's got cancer of some sort.
And multiple myeloma?
That's exactly what he has. My God, how'd you know that? He has multiple myeloma, a form of bone cancer. It softens the bones. They've put him on he's going to Dana-Farber for treatment. He's a wonderful guy. I said to him, what did they tell you why? What brings this about? I sort of wanted to probe it with you a little bit. He's got the right attitude. And he says they've told him that there are new things that are being done because bone cancer is what Ed McMahon died from. And I knew what he went through. And I sure as heck wouldn't wish this on this guy. So what do you think comes as a result of all of this?
Well, multiple myeloma is a challenging cancer. It's a cancer of plasma cells. This is a type of white blood cell, Doug. Mm-hmm. It's present in the bone marrow.
Right, that's what he said, bone marrow, yeah.
And the plasma cells normally make proteins that are called antibodies. These are the major parts of our immune system, and they help us fight infection. And in multiple myeloma, these plasma cells just become cancerous. They multiply. You look under the microscope of the bone marrow, and when they should just be a very rare cell, they take over the bone marrow. And the protein that you measure in the blood are these antibodies that are used in the immune system, but they're just in way too high a proportion, and they just crowd out all the normal blood cells. This is an area, you go back 20 years, it was an immediate death sentence.
Right.
And fortunately, there have been some cutting-edge drugs to help this,
yeah.
And the treatment is still pretty aggressive chemotherapy. And,
right. And he's going to get a bone marrow transplant,
yep. Stem cell transplantation,
yep.
Radiation
yep.
therapy.
Yep.
It's a long road.
One of the things that he's most concerned about is being able to work. He doesn't want to hurt himself, but he wants to keep working. And they just said, you know, you can keep working. You got to be careful because this apparently softens your bones. And, you know, he's working around equipment all the time and doesn't want to. I'm going to have some of my guys working with him. But he's got the right attitude.
Well,
but it also is not a death sentence anymore, as you suggested.
Staying active, the exercise helps keep the bones stronger in multiple myeloma. Drink fluids, eat a balanced diet. These things all help.
Yeah.
And there's not a whole lot of, you know, alternative therapy.
Popular demand, the Freeze Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high quality Mountain House freeze dry foods from the Freeze Dry Guy. Now is the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best tasting, longest proven shelf life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
Next to water and food, you need a safe, storable fuel supply for your preparedness needs. Spare Fuel is the answer. Spare Fuel can be used in any gas-powered vehicle or generator. Spare Fuel is perfect for any unforeseen out-of-gas emergencies. Unlike gasoline, Spare Fuel is safe to store with your other supplies, and it can be stored for many years. Go to GetSpareFuel.com for special pricing. That's GetSpareFuel.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
All right, we're at 23 at the hour now. This is the Good Day Weekend program. I'm Doug Steffen. Dr. Ken Kronhaus continues now with your calls at 888-553-7536. Another cancer call. This is Valerie in Vero Beach listening to WTTV. Valerie, how may we be of service to you, ma'am?
Yeah, good morning. I was diagnosed with stage 4 lung cancer. Oof. I've never been a smoker. I'm taking Tarceva, and I just wanted the doctor's opinion on the alkaline diet and the ketogenic diet.
Sure, Valerie. Bless your heart. Does this cancer run in the family? Is it a genetic issue?
No, there's never been any cancer of any kind in my family.
And you've had no occupational exposure, no secondhand smoke or anything like that?
There was some secondhand smoke in the past. I'm a waitress.
Uh-huh.
So back when they had smoking in restaurants, okay. I didn't work in a smoky bar or anything.
Uh-huh. Well, you're mentioning alkaline diets for fighting cancer, and the theory behind that, and I can see all the traditional doctors listening right now rolling their eyes. The theory behind this is that if you eat an alkaline diet, you will somehow get more oxygen into the body, and the increased oxygenation will help fight the cancer. That's the theory, and I don't think it's really ever been proven. But if you want to eat a lot of leafy vegetables and cucumbers and lemons and wheatgrass, garlic and almonds and sprouts and grains and organic apple cider vinegar, I know they eat, and miso and green vinegar and green tea. If you want to eat that diet, that'll get your blood alkaline. I'm not going to get in the way, but I think the evidence that this is effective is pretty minimal.
Okay, how about the ketogenic diet?
Again, I guess you're asking me because your oncologist rolled their eyes when you asked them, right?
Oh, I don't even want to ask them.
So, I mean,
When I asked him about dietary restrictions, he said eat everything and anything.
Right. I mean, that is the traditional approach to this, and I understand that. I mean, that's the cloth where I came out of, but again, I'm open to if you want to eat an alkaline diet. You know, I don't think it'll harm you, but I just think the evidence is soft. But what if you believe in it, it may help. So I'm not going to get in the way. What I would recommend, the big picture, is just make sure whatever diet you're on, you're getting good nutrition, because that is very important.
All right,
okay.
Ma'am.
Okay, yes,
best of luck. Let us know how you do, okay?
Lung cancer is an insidious, especially with women. It seems to affect, we all thought for a long time that it would be a result of being exposed to tobacco smoke, that kind of stuff. And it seems, I remember most vividly the death of Christopher Reeve's wife, who was 40-something, I think, when she died, and never smoked in her life. And it sort of brought me around to thinking. And then since then, I've noticed there were a lot of women who were getting lung cancer who had no association with tobacco at all. And so you got to wonder what the heck that's all about.
Exactly. Smoking, exposure to secondhand smoke, exposure to radon, exposure to asbestos and other chemicals, and a family history of lung cancer. Those are usually where...
But she has none of those.
Well, I don't... I don't know whether she knows the entire history.
Yeah. All right. Well, that's something to keep in mind. Serious problems, gentle problems. Ken is here to take on all. He does not shy away. He won't give you excuses. He'll tell you what he knows. Sometimes, as he says, he doesn't want to scare you, but when he says that, when these words come out of Ken's mouth, I don't want to alarm you, but that's time to be paying close attention to whatever he's telling you and to take immediate action.
But don't get alarmed.
But he's telling you, well, being alarmed doesn't fix the problem anyway.
Just
it doesn't fix the
make
problem.
It a priority.
All right, here's a priority for those of you who have thinning hair. If more and more of you would pay attention to this, there would be fewer and fewer people that you see in the beach or wherever you go at work who have this thinning hair. Younger people with thinning hair is always a sad reality. You don't have to have the problem. Ken explains.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are all growing older every day, and many things happen to our body, but losing our hair prematurely does not need to be one of them. Not anymore, and not with Provia Natural Hair Therapy from Chamonix. Gary from Florida does not believe his hair thinning and falling out all over the place is a part of aging gracefully. He writes to us, "Your product works miracles," he says. "I've seen an incredible change. Now I do not have to worry about hair implants or going for a consultation. Full and thicker hair as promised," he says. Of course, Provia works for both men and women. In fact, it's safe for colored and treated hair. And now for all your summer activities, Provia has its great summer sale. Your stronger, fuller, healthier hair is just one phone call away.
All right. Help yourself to the information by dialing 800-543-5817. As a matter of fact, help yourself to the product. Cleanse your pores. Get rid of the stuff, the gluck that comes from using those cheap shampoos. That's what's happened. You get smarter as you get older and you stop using the cheap dollar shampoos because they plugged up your pores and they've kept your hair from growing. Cleanse them with Provia and the hair starts growing again. 800-543-5817. It's a compelling message because it's a great product. 800-543-5817. Mention Dr. Ken. Get a free month supply of Provia and free rush shipping. 800-543-5817 to stop your hair loss now.
UnseenNow.com, proud sponsor of GCN. UnseenNow's unparalleled encryption tools keep your communications secure. GCN.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, chicken, 6 vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, and I've got news for you. In 2009, a team of doctors won the Nobel Prize in Physiology for discovering that the ends of chromosomes are protected by coverings called telomeres that control cellular aging. Immortalium nutritionally helps extend the lifespan of telomeres and is the most advanced anti-aging supplement to date. Healthy cell growth depends on healthy chromosomes, and healthy chromosomes depend on telomeres. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net. Hi, I'm Dr. Lorraine Hurley, here to tell you about an amazing pain relief formula. Unlike Tylenol, Advil, or ibuprofen, Livinity Pain Relief Formula is completely non-toxic and actually stimulates healing. Livinity Pain Relief comes in a gel or capsule, and in my years of helping people, I've never seen anything like it. After rubbing a small amount on an aching muscle or a sore joint, many people report the pain is gone within a minute. Call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net for more information.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Time is 33 after the hour. The bright voice. I hope you'll think it's the bright voice. Doug Steffen. I've been doing this for a long time. I love being up in the morning. I love being on the air. I love helping people. And hopefully it shows in our level of communication here. This is a great opportunity to help a lot of people. And therefore, Dr. Ken Kronhaus remains at your service and on your side at 888-553-7536. Before we get back to the next caller, a study this week on low-salt diets and why it might be okay. In fact, maybe it might be good for you to say, pass the salt. This is another one of these examples that drive me nuts. The scientific world says, don't take salt. It's bad for your heart, bad for this, bad for that. Now, oh, well, maybe we weren't right. So that's why people like me have a moderate amount of skepticism for a lot of this stuff that passes for the law, if you will, or what is right, and maybe at the time it is, but so often these things are disproven. Not that you should have, you know, be putting salt on your cereal, but apparently salt's not all that bad, Ken.
Well, the reason why there is confusion is not because science is bad. It's because of doing bad science.
Wow, and what a great statement. Say that. That is a marvelous statement. Say that again.
The reason why there's often confusion with these studies is because it's not that science is bad, it's that there's bad science.
Wow, what a great... That's a super... It's not that science is bad, it's that there is bad science. Okay, so what's the scoop?
It's because it's all in the design of the experiment. We want to discover new knowledge. We put together experiments to discover new knowledge. And you have to look at the design. And if the... experiment is poorly designed, the conclusions are not valid, and they'll be found to be invalid in future studies that are put together in a much better way. The gold standard in medical research is the double-blinded, randomized study, placebo-controlled. This is the highest level of evidence. And the problem is that doing a study like that to answer every question that anyone ever poses, it would break all banks. It's just sometimes it's too expensive. Often it's unethical to do studies like this. And that's why we have to do studies that are so-called observational studies. They're just a lesser level of science. They're not as accurate, and sometimes that's the closest we can get to doing any investigation. But this study that came out is not the highest level of science. It's an observational study, and there is a long-running debate in medicine over the merits of eating less salt. This has gone on for decades. One of the most comprehensive studies, though, ever performed here was released this week, published in the New England Journal of Medicine, suggests that cutting back on sodium too much actually poses health hazards. The American Heart Association, over the last decade, when I was at Duke in the 1980s, we used to give all the heart patients 4 grams sodium, 4,000 milligrams. I used to write that as an intern on all the heart patients. But over the decades, it's gone to 2.4, and then in the last few years, to 1.25, and I don't know if you've ever tried to eat a 1,200 milligram diet, but it's tasteless. I don't know anyone who really can get down to 1,500 milligrams and comfortably eat. So when you start getting under 4,000 milligrams, food doesn't taste really too good. And the good news out of this study is the current guidelines from the American government agencies, the World Health Organization, the American Heart Association and other groups set daily dietary sodium targets, and they're between 1,500 and 2,300 milligrams or lower, well below the average American daily consumption, which is actually 3,400 milligrams. But this new study attracted more than 100,000 people from 17 countries over an average of more than 3 years, and found that those who consumed fewer than 3,000 milligrams of sodium a day had a 27% higher risk of death or a serious event such as heart attack or stroke in that period than those whose intake was estimated between 3,000 and 6,000 milligrams. So the risk of death or other major events increases also as the intake gets above 6,000 milligrams. To make this simple, what this study concluded was that the safe amount is between 3 grams and 6 grams of sodium, unlike what the American Heart Association and a lot of other government agencies have been recommending, going down to 2.3, 1.5 grams a day. So somewhere between 3 to 6 grams a day of salt came out of this study as the safe amount. The problem with the study is it's an observational study. It's not evidence from a randomized trial. And also, the American Heart Association made a statement right after the study was released. They felt that certain methods in the study, including how dietary sodium was estimated from urine samples, calls into question our ability to have confidence in the findings. That's an exact quote from the American Heart Association. So this controversy is not over. My read of this, the bottom line, eat about 3 to 4 grams of sodium a day unless you have some very, very special heart issue and you can't get your blood pressure down or you can't get rid of fluid, then there may be a very small subgroup of people who have no choice but to eat a very low sodium diet. But I just think the body works better with a little bit more sodium because it controls the electrical switching activity of the brain, the muscles, and the heart. So when you get that sodium just a little bit too low, the kidneys don't work well, hormones that shouldn't be secreted get secreted, and it probably isn't healthy for most of us who are healthy and for most of us who just have mild to moderate heart issues.
All right, great explanation. 888 888- 888-553-7536. Let me just give you an example of another form of science, if I may. And this came into my mind as you said what you did about science. There is bad. Science is not in and of itself bad, but there's bad scientific application. So here's another example of that. You know how a lot of the people, the EPA types, are trying to ban? And again, I understand these things because I'm a dairy farmer, and I get all of this stuff, and I study all of these things, and I think I scratch my head and think, wait a minute, what are these people telling us? And the folks who don't question believe things like methane gas is ruining or destroying the planet.
That's junk science.
That is such bull.
That is using science. You have an agenda, and then
of course you do.
And then you get junk science to back up your theory, and that's horrible.
The stated purpose and intention, which has now become more not legend and lore, but fact, as you look around and see what really is being done, the EPA has become so unfriendly.
Yeah, your cows are causing global warming.
Right, exactly. Dairy farmers and people who are raising beef. The essence of what these people are saying is such foolishness. And there are two things that have come to the fore here in the last 4 or 5 months. One of them is that what was said early on in the current administration, that the White House believed we ought to get rid of all dairy, all beef, and put on the lands that are being used for that now trees, because that would help save the planet. Get rid of the cows and plant trees. Okay, we have more trees on our not only in our country but around the world now, believe it or not, than there were 100 years ago or 1,000 years ago. That's not junk science. The other thing that is so foolish about this, what I found out in looking at some of the farmer the farmers that are looking to sort of counter what all these methane madness nutbirds are saying, the fact is that the manure that comes out of the cows, as they have gas and manure, there is a microbe that's in the manure that helps to stimulate the growth. It helps to make the things that are in the soil work more efficiently. And the incorporation of these microbes that come from the manure when they get into the soil, in fact, aids in the photosynthetic process to such a degree that without these animals, the planet would be in jeopardy. That's how important the microbes are that come out of the digestive process of a cow, has four stomachs, somehow or other, whatever is in their rumen creates or encourages these microbes. And when the elimination takes place and it drops on the ground, these microbes get into the soil. And they work it so that the green, and I mean, you can see it around. If you are ever on a farm and you see where the poop is, you'll see immediately around it greener grass than what might be 4 or 5 feet away. That's because these microbes have gone into the soil and worked it. And so if there's more cow manure placed strategically around things that create oxygen, that is the result of the photosynthetic process, not only will we be better with the cows because of what they are providing that's tacit, but the unintended consequence or unknown consequence of having these microbes that come out of their poop enhances the life of all of us on the planet. I mean, it's exactly the opposite of what these nutbirds want us to think about what the cows are producing.
Correct.
So, and I didn't think about that until you just brought up the business about junk science versus good science or what science provides if it's properly done. So thank you for stimulating me in that area. All right, now we've
gone on to
that.
That's agenda science.
Yeah, it is. That's all it is. Okay, Roger, Fort Madison, Iowa. Good to have you on board. What can we do for you, sir?
I want to find out about my son's leg. When he was 16, he cut his main artery in his leg. Or 14.
Ooh, wow.
He was 14. He cut his main artery in his leg, and he about bled to death.
Oof.
Well, they got it all put back together and everything, but in the last 3 days or four, he's always had trouble with the leg because he was hard-headed and wouldn't listen to the doctors in Iowa City. They told him to stay on crutches for like 364 or 65 days. And in 3 months, he got off the crutches and started walking on his leg again. But in the last week or so, he he's had to wear a brace, and his leg all swelled up, and he has no feeling in it or his foot.
Oh, Roger, I'm concerned there may be a clot there.
Okay.
And he needs to get that checked yesterday. I hope he's seen a doctor.
No, not yet. He ain't.
Okay, get him to the ER today. Okay, and you know, just
okay.
He should go. If that's swollen up and he has no feeling and it's just on one side and he had right. major damage to his artery in the past, please get him right. to the ER right now.
Okay, okay, that's what I wondered.
And just blame it on me, okay?
That's all right. All right, thanks.
Yes, sir.
Let us know what happened, Roger.
Yep. 888-553-7536 to Los Angeles and Alice with a question. Remember, tell us your story quickly, and then let's get to the question. So, Alice, let's do that. What's your story?
I'm trying to wean myself off of Pulmicort. I haven't had Pulmicort now in
about... Let's figure out what that is first. What's Pulmicort, Ken?
Do you have asthma?
Yes.
Okay, but Pulmicort.
No, hold on, just a second. Wait a minute, just a second. Do you realize the people listening to this program, the genius of that last sentence? This lady, this is, I remember the what's your drug stuff that we used to do. She comes on the air, and the first thing she says is Pulmicort. And at the instant we say that, Ken asks whether or not she has asthma, because he knows what the drug is for. Do you realize, I mean, people who are good at what they do, you can ask me questions about broadcasting, do you remember so-and-so, and I probably remember. But I want everybody to understand why Ken is here, the admiration that I have for him being able to do what he just did. That's what I think is fantastic. Anyway, all right, go ahead. Now, I've made my observation. Alice, how can we help you?
Hi, Alice.
Well, I'm having a lot of I was having a lot of congestion in my throat, and I could hardly talk, and my eyes were getting elevated, the pressure in my eye, and so that's why I wanted to get off of Pulmicort. Of course, I haven't been on it for like over 2 months, but now I had a little infection, and now I'm having asthma.
Exactly. Pulmicort is an inhaled steroid. You know, Doug, you know about corticosteroids, and this is, you're familiar when people take it orally or what doctors call systemic, but this is a corticosteroid inhalant, and it doesn't have the kind of side effects that you get when you take steroids by mouth. Hopefully it just stays in the respiratory system. Alice, usually the goal is to switch from oral corticosteroids to inhaled so you have less side effects. But it sounds to me like your asthma right now may be flaring just a little bit because you have an underlying lung infection. Is that a possibility?
Yes, I had a slight cold.
Slight cold. So why are you thinking about going off the Pulmicort right now?
Well, I went off of it like nearly three months ago because I couldn't talk to anybody. I was so hoarse and I was so congested in my throat.
Okay.
I couldn't even hold a conversation.
Uh-huh.
And then I found out that my eyes were small, Dutch, and it kind of elevated the pressure in my eye. Without Pulmicort, my pressure is 12, but with it, it's like 18 and 19.
Okay. Okay, yes. And
so I went back to Theodore. I'm taking Theodore now.
Theodore is an oral theophylline, which can help enlarge dilate the airways. Sometimes it makes you a little jittery, feel your heart race, and just make sure that your levels are not too high. But there are the issues with the inhaled steroids that you described. So it sounds to me like you need to get that infection taken care of and making sure that that doesn't get any worse. And do you have a good pulmonologist, a lung specialist?
Yes.
Because it sounds to me like you need to make sure that he's aware of how you're doing and get that lung infection taken care of, because that's what's going to trip you over.
Go to UCLA. They've got the best of the best there.
It sounds like, Alice, are you making any colored sputum right now?
No, and I call very little, and any time I do, it's just a little white.
Okay, if it turns color, you know, make the call immediately, because then you need an antibiotic. But how are you breathing right now?
Well, I breathe fairly well, but
so the theophylline has helped.
It does help, but if I exercise, I like to exercise every day. Sometimes I just start to sweat, you know, and that's not good. That seems to make me have a little chill.
I
have Proventil when I need a little. When I start to wheeze a little bit, I do Proventil.
Well, it's interesting the eye effects that you have. That's a rare pressure increase. But get to see the pulmonologist, the lung specialist this week, and I think you'll do okay.
Go to UCLA for that. All right, 51 after. More from Dr. Ken in a matter of moments. Your good day weekend, good day health.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory. Or an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
Who doesn't love coffee? Well, here's a delicious way to now drink the best of the best coffee and have real impact that makes a difference one cup at a time. I've partnered with BuzzBox Coffee, and now you can try a free pound of coffee. It's USDA organic, shade-grown, top 1% Arabica grade, fairly traded, and will save you money. 10% of future purchases go directly to our efforts to buy 25 dairy cows for thousands of children in need around the globe via World Vision. And also support my Eastley Farm as well. Go to DougStefan.com and click on BuzzBox. First pound, free.
Lots of things change in life. Here's one thing that hasn't. For over 20 years, Lumber Liquidators has been the home of unbelievable flooring deals. And right now, those deals are even better. Take your pick of gorgeous pre-finished hardwoods like cherry, oak, and hickory. Or an incredible $149 a square foot. Plus, loads of major hardwood flooring brands at a crazy 40% off. Even get great deals on laminate, bamboo, and vinyl floors. So go to LumberLiquidators.com today to find the store nearest you. Special 12-month financing available. But hurry, the sale ends Tuesday.
All right, 55 past the hour now on the Good Day Weekend program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here to tell you about why it is using, as you were talking earlier about the sort of stem cell techniques that are available for people who have that multiple myeloma. There are other uses of it, and they're not about conditions that are that serious. If you've got bags and puffiness and lines around your eyes, you'll be happy to know that science has provided you with a resource to take care of that problem that's inexpensive and very effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, take one last look at those bags under your eyes, because today is the last day they're going to stare right back at you. Thanks to Genucel, those bags will disappear naturally and without surgery. The new Genucel stem cell therapy for bags and puffiness under the eyes from our friends at Chamonix is doing just that for men and women all across this great country of ours. Here's Josie from Littlefield, Arizona. She says to us, I've been using Genucel for 2 weeks, and my husband is amazed. He says all the puffiness is gone. I love this product, she writes to us, so much. She says she wants to use it on her entire face. Well, Josie, your husband can use Genucel too. It works for men and women. In fact, with its instant effects, you'll see Genucel working in just 12 hours.
All right, let's call this number now to get a hold of Genucel, 800-822-6145. And by the way, both men and women are using this product. 800-822-6145. I think Ken is pretty convincing in understanding the medical side of this, or at least the science side of this. So if you mention his name when you dial 800-822-6145, you'll get a jar of the legendary Esotique Wrinkle Treatment. That comes with your order of Genucel as well. 800-822-6145. Get rid of the wrinkles. Get rid of the lines. Get rid of the puffiness. And do it now while you're thinking about it by dialing 800-822-6145. All right. Let's spend a moment or two on Ebola and dealing with these headlines about it being an epidemic, about it being larger than reported, about maybe a million people will be affected by it. Again, that's maybe a good headline to have in Liberia, where it is, but that's not a headline that has anything other than relative interest to read it. But that's not the way it's being played here, Ken.
Well, I think the way this is going to affect most people is the fact that as this death toll in West Africa for Ebola outbreak passes 1,000, the FDA, Doug, is warning against products sold online that claim to treat the deadly disease or prevent infection. The key is there are no approved treatments or preventive drugs against the deadly virus. These are being peddled on the internet, and you're probably going to see these ads, and it's playing on people's uneasiness. Don't be fooled.
Well, that's the typical scam that comes about as a result of anything being over-exercised by the news media. The news media is the bad guy here. Well, I suppose the Ebola virus is the bad guy, but in terms of it being played up here, that sort of thing plays right into the hands of these scammers. So if you want to check out how to avoid that sort of thing, there's a good website called Scamicide.com, Scamicide.com, which you can go to. Don't do, as Ken is suggesting, some of these foolish things. You're not going to get Ebola in this country, you know, unless you're going to go to Liberia and treat the people who are there or have sex with them. You're not going to get it.
So the healthcare workers who are at biggest risk for this.
And by the way, even though the FDA hasn't approved this drug, the guy, the doctor was on it, is showing marvelous signs
of
improvement.
He's doing well. He's no longer felt to be contagious.
Right. There you go. All right. That's the story. Another wrap on a great weekend of conversation here. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Good Day Weekend, Good Day Health, 59 past the
Summertime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.